The race for Congress in the Syracuse area's 24th district is heating up. Republicans in the district, which includes all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties and parts of Oswego County, will decide who gets the party nod at the convention this weekend in Syracuse. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the eight Republicans who want the chance to run against incumbent Dan Maffei got to make their case in front of a room full of conservatives last night.
The six men and two women who want the party nod come from very different backgrounds. There's federal prosecutor John Katko, economist Janet Berman, farmer and retired Army colonel John Lamondas, attorney Rick Guy, businesswoman Jane Rossi, industry rep Randy Wolkin, conservative activist Ian Hunter, and accountant Jason Lesh. In making their case at the Palace Theater in Eastwood last night, all agreed to varying degrees on basic conservative principles of too much government. The overriding theme of the evening, though, was a concern about a lack of leadership in Washington that they say has left the country adrift. Katko puts it in a nutshell.
The lack of leadership really is going to make a huge difference down the road when we're trying to deal with these major issues such as the budget, the deficits, the debt.
And it's that moving beyond that Wolkin says the Republican candidates agree on.
Most people are interested in this change, a change to a more active, more substantial leadership style.
And while a stalled economy and bloated federal bureaucracy was talked about the most, candidates also skirted around what political pundits believe will be the biggest issue in these midterm elections, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Rossi called it a gift to Republicans.
When a government gets too big and reaches into your private life, it kind of wakes people up, I think. So I think it is, you know, a uniform message that we all have.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.